From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Red, Green, or Murder by Stephen Havel. Now let's begin with Red, Green, or Murder. Chapter 1.
Whoop!
Dale Torrance bellowed, and his horse understood whatever that language was and ducked hard to the left, cutting off a calf's escape. Dale and another of the H-bar T hands, Pat Gabaldon, worked the herd counter clockwise round the corral's perimeter. Every now and then a calf, all gangly and awkward like a teenager, would bolt sideways from the flow, figuring who knows what in its bovine brain. I stood in the middle of the arena with Herb Torrance and enjoyed watching the two kids do all the hard work. Half of their efforts went into playing rodeo stars, and they were spending a good deal more time having fun than the actual task at hand demanded. But we were in no hurry, although if I dawdled much longer, I would be late for lunch. Since I had no other plans on this pleasant day, I had agreed to meet another old friend, George Payton, for a takeout burrito after I'd finished with the paperwork for the Torrances. The late September sun baked the khaki shirt against my shoulders, and the sweet tang of New Mexico dust mixed with livestock manure, horse sweat, and leather. The notes on my clipboard reminded me that I'd hit the same count 3 times with this particular lot. 14 cows, 4 heifers, and 6 calves. Patrick's blue heeler, Sox, worked the cattle with his nose close to the ground, beady little eyes unwavering. The 24 H-bar T.